Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll free. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have updates. You want to keep up to date with what's going on with the show, get on the updates list over at updates.freetalklive.com. Sign up for free, updates.freetalklive.com. And you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Is it the Virgin Mary or Jesus, Johnson? One of the two has been spotted again. We're going to tell you about that a little bit later this hour if we get a chance. I'm not sure which one of the two it is. Is it Virgin Mary? It's Virgin Mary.
It's Virgin Mary.
Okay, she has been spotted, and you won't believe where.
She is a globetrotter.
Yeah, and she appears in some very interesting places. But we want to talk about this email that you got, man, which about the six different types of libertarians. Because we know a libertarian in general believes that you shouldn't initiate force to achieve political or social goals. Libertarians don't support the idea of using violence to get their way. But there's apparently a breakdown here. There's different sub-genres of libertarians. What are they?
Well, the email says, hey, Inaman, which I came across this while doing some research. Basically, it outlines the six possible libertarian views on coercion. And, you know, he says that... It's kind of interesting. You might find some devil in the details. I like it. The email's written by Wes, but in fact...
So now we all get to categorize ourselves.
Yeah, it's fun.
Ooh, okay.
Everybody loves putting pegs in holes. the article is called Law and Violence from Roy Halladay, but I just took parts of it. We'd be here all night.
Yeah.
Pacifist. At one extreme are Christian libertarians.
We're going to go based on levels of force that these libertarians find acceptable and what conditions they find it acceptable.
And
starting with pacifists that don't find it acceptable ever.
Basically, he's of the opinion that that is what differentiates libertarians.
Correct.
Pacifists. At one extreme are the Christian libertarians and followers of Robert Lafarge, who are opposed to all violence. They deny the right to self-defense as most people understand that right. For example, they regard forcible rape as crime, but unlike other libertarians, they also regard violent resistance to forcible rape as a crime. To support this view...
I've never met anyone like this.
At least if I met them, I
didn't know about this.
To support this view, they argue that you cannot use brute force to make a person virtuous, because if virtue is not chosen voluntarily, it is not really virtue.
Can you explain that?
Virtue is doing a good thing.
Okay.
It's not a good thing if you're forced to do it.
Okay.
So when a woman is attacked, she has the right to use moral reasoning to persuade her attacker to repent, but she has no right to use violence to impose her desire not to be raped.
Because it's not virtuous to respond with violence. That's what they're claiming. But it
can
keep you alive.
Good.
That's
very Kantian. There's a moral theory of ethics. It's the categorical imperative, which is if you can't will something as universally good and universally just. In other words, one of the main theories of Kantian ethics is that, for example, lying is immoral. You can't lie because in order to, for lying to be just, you'd have to will that everyone lies all the time. And if everyone lied all the time, it would completely invalidate even language because you wouldn't even be able to communicate anymore.
Right.
So therefore, you can't will that lying is moral.
But using force as defense is, that's true all the time. It's good to use force as defense.
I agree with that.
And that works everywhere.
Right.
So that is Kantian too.
Stop it. I don't understand how somebody could take that position. If you're a pacifist and you believe that a woman should not fight back, fight off a rapist or an attacker,
then you're not listening to our show.
But the thing is that's not Kantian because you can't just say as defense. It's using force universally. You know, violence.
Defensive
and violence
force.
Under Kantian ethics, never acceptable.
Okay. So under the Kantian ethics, you can't fight off a rapist. That's nuts.
There are various, obviously, interpretations of all of that stuff.
There isn't much point in distinguishing between criminal and non-criminal behavior in the pacifist view if you can't respond differently to them. As you can imagine, in the non-violent legal system, concepts of crime and law have no practical significance. Because you can't punish a criminal who has done something wrong. Because you can't use violence or force against them.
Well, obviously, people that are thinking this way, if people, there can't be very many of them, people that are that consider themselves pacifists and think that you shouldn't respond to violence with violence when it's happening, do they just not like themselves? I mean, do they just want to die someday if somebody's robbing them in the parking lot?
They can't love life.
Shoot me and kill me.
They can't love life. I mean,
right.
Well, a Christian libertarian perhaps wouldn't. I mean, you could be looking for the next world.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, probably.
On the other hand, the pacifists are the only ones who believe that all relations between people should be voluntary, that it is always wrong to use violence to impose your will on others.
Your will of stop raping me. I mean, because that would be your will at that point, if you were being raped. I don't see what's wrong with that.
I don't either. And Roy writes this in the first person, so there's a couple of instances where he says, my own view comes close to this, but I must concede that these extreme pacifists win the prize for being purist and only consistent voluntarists.
Yeah, I'll say it's noble. I'll give them that.
I don't know if I'd go
it's
that.
Lunacy.
Yeah.
I'll say it's lunacy.
I like lunacy.
I'll go ahead and say, I'll agree with it that it's lunacy. I still think it's noble lunacy.
Fine, I don't. this extreme pacifist. You know what? I don't want. Thank you for not doing me a freaking favor. Here's a rapist, and you have an opportunity to do something to him, and you're going to let him go free?
And that's.
Kill his.
Yeah, that's the.
But.
That's the argument. That's why I brought it up as Kantian, because that's one of the huge. You know, there are people who study this philosophy, and Kantian ethics is one of the most libertarian philosophies that are out there. I mean, most of the things that are known are existentialism and nihilism, or some of the other philosophies out there. If anyone studies philosophy, and I think that the philosophy of Immanuel Kant is the most libertarian philosophy there is, and
doesn't believe in
that particular one is widely debated because is it more moral to defend yourself so that person doesn't go on and commit more crimes? Is it more moral to not defend yourself because violence is universally wrong?
Ooh, what do you think, Manwich?
I think that it's absolutely immoral not to do something to somebody who could hurt somebody else and has shown a propensity for it.
Great point. A rapist is going to go and rape again, most likely. Because they have no social skills, and they can't get sex on their own, or they want to dominate, and they want to hurt people. And it's terrible. I don't agree with pacifists in this case at all.
These extreme pacifists or voluntarists also deserve the prize for being the world's champions of self-ownership. No other philosophy, except when somebody's raping you, no other philosophy is completely consistent with the idea that each individual has absolute right to own himself. Unless, of course, he's being raped. Pacifists believe that laws should be enforced voluntarily. They are one of the four libertarian anarchist groups.
So I guess, pacifist, in the case of, let's say that, not like a pacifist would be fighting in a war, but if you were locked up in a prison by some army that was occupying your country, you would just, as a pacifist, just say, okay, I won't bother trying to escape. You've locked me here in this prison, and you're using force on me to keep me here, so I'll just stay right here where I am.
Interesting. If the force wasn't being directly, brought to bear by a human at that time, is it still force?
If you've got handcuffs around you, that's a good question. Is that still force?
Well, even if you...
I think so.
If you're put into a room that has a hole in it, and you're said, stay here, I'll beat you up, and then they walk away...
And you can leave?
And you could conceivably leave. The person has clearly shown force.
You're under threat of force.
Under threat of force. I mean, as a pacifist, are you allowed to leave?
I have a can of worms in front of me, and I'm not sure whether or not I want to open it up.
Well, you might as well.
I'm going to have to. But, it's very interesting how this would seem to relate to, what about disciplining your children?
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, is it right for your children to be able to defend themselves in this case? I mean, I know. For example,
you mean if you're beating your
kids? I'm sure that you...
Sure, if they could pay the mortgage.
Ian, are right on the border between this level and the next level.
I'm in the next level. Who's going to talk about the next level? What is the next level?
Self-defense libertarian.
All right, we're going to come back talk about that. 800-259-9231. If you're a pacifist, if you believe you shouldn't fight back when you're being raped or hit or murdered, we want to hear from you. Please explain this to me. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, The American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Yeah, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, anything goes. 800-259-9231. You can also visit us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy our live streams that we have there. The broadband version and the dial-up version. You know, we've been offering the dial-up version of the stream for a few months now. And from time to time, we can actually log in and look at the details on the stream. Like, we can see exactly how many people are listening. The first time ever someone is listening to the dial-up stream tonight. So I hope you're enjoying.
Hello, little caveman.
Yeah, I hope you're enjoying your private stream. There's no one else listening to it except for you.
Little troglodyte in the cave banging his stones together.
Anyway, we do appreciate you listening to the show, however it is that you're listening, whether it be on the radio or on the internet. Anyway, freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the six different kinds of libertarians. We started out with, and we're going in order of the amount of force that they find acceptable to use on others.
Count them down from number six.
Well, we started with pacifists.
Coming in at number six, we have the pacifist libertarians.
Which, you can stop that now.
I like it.
I like it.
What's coming in at number five there, Benwich?
Self-defense libertarians.
The pacifists.
What's a self-defense libertarian?
Stop, please. I can hear the ratings dropping.
They're going up, man. They're thinking we're a
now
football
we sound
game.
Professional.
Now we sound like we're a football game. Yeah. It's exciting.
Pacifists are people that believe that you should not use force, even in response to force, which I just totally don't understand that viewpoint, but that's how they think. So if you're being raped, you shouldn't fight back, according to the pacifists. What's the self-defense libertarian say?
The nearest group to the pacifist, this group avoids the absurdities of extreme pacifism by accepting the common-sense view that the individual has the right to use brute force to defend him or herself against invasion. In other words, we believe in the right to self-defense. We believe this right justifies the use of violence when the following three conditions are met. The violence is directed only against someone who is invading someone's rights, aggressing.
Okay.
The purpose of the violence is to stop that invasion. The violence is necessary to stop the invasion.
Okay, that makes sense.
Do you believe... if a criminal comes through your front door, do you believe you should run out the back?
No.
Well, then I don't know whether I think that you necessarily fall in this category.
Give me those three categories.
The violence is directed only against someone who is invading someone else's rights, aggressing.
Invading my property.
Yeah,
the purpose
right.
of the violence is to stop that invasion.
Yep. I want to get you off my property.
The violence is necessary to stop that invasion.
If you don't leave after I ask you, there's going to be violence.
Okay, well, you could just go out the back and wait till they left.
It's my property.
Okay, fine. We believe violence against a person without his consent is morally justified when all three conditions are satisfied and only when all three conditions are satisfied.
Okay.
Even though self-defense libertarianism occupies one of the few logical positions on the libertarian violence spectrum, even though it seems like a view that most people would find more acceptable than total pacifism.
No doubt. I would say I am a self-defense libertarian.
I think you might be a free market reparationist.
Too. All right.
I think I agree with that category, but let's see.
Okay, we'll see what the next level is.
They all have, you know, varying degrees of things that I agree with.
Okay.
That's the... Coming in at number four.
Yeah. I'm going to slap you.
The free market reparationist. The next group of principled libertarians on the violence spectrum consists of those who oppose violence against people without their consent, except for self-defense and to extract reparation from criminals and tortfeasors.
Definitely not. Definitely do not agree with that.
Okay. I call them free market reparationists because they believe that the free market can completely replace the state and because their belief in using violence to obtain reparation is their only deviation from the non-aggression principle.
Violence? No. No. Force? Maybe a little. Violence? You're
crazy.
Well,
that's what we're talking about.
Do you think that you should lock somebody in prison who commits a crime?
That's not violence.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Kidnapping is violence.
Force is violence. Because if you resist the force, the person who's using the force is going to come down with a club on your head.
I know you don't agree necessarily with him, and I believe that you and I are going to fall into the same category. It's just a belief, but I believe he believes that he's a free market reparationist, not...
Who? You can't say he. You don't know...
Ian.
Okay, I'm not a free market reparationist.
You don't believe that there should be... That
I think that people should...
In prison.
People should accept their punishments voluntarily.
Okay.
Whoa. Maybe we do fall in the same category.
I think probably do.
I think I may fall into this category because if someone is in violation of a contract that they've signed for, you know, whatever deal or whatever, and they're in violation of that contract and refuse to abide by that contract, then yes, they've broken the law and some force should be used against them. So where they're locked away and given the opportunity to work it off.
Well, I guess I'm sort of maybe on the borderline.
Or even not locked away, but forced.
Maybe I don't see the logic in it.
Maybe I'm on the borderline because I feel like, okay, if you've signed a contract saying that you're going to behave in a certain fashion and you violate that contract, it's simply a portion of the contract that force will be used against you if you don't voluntarily consent to. For instance, in the contract, it'll say what the penalties are if you violate the contract. So you're agreeing in advance to having those penalties enacted on you.
That contract will be enforced.
And if you refuse to accept those penalties, which you've already signed your name to, then I could see how force could be acceptable in that case. So I think I'm somewhere on the borderline. But if there's not a contract involved, if there's an arbitrary law that some group of people have passed that are over your head saying, well, okay, you violated this law, and now you're going to have to go to jail. I'm not for that at all. So I'm somewhere between the two, I think.
I think we're pretty clear on what they are. The free market, reparationists.
Okay.
The free market retributionists, on the other hand, this group, like the self-defense libertarians and the free market reparationists, oppose the use of violence against anyone who has not violated someone's rights. So this group is still within the anarchist camp, along with the pacifist. But with regard to invaders, the free market retributionists condone three reasons for violence. For self-defense, to force a criminal or a tortfeasor to compensate his victim, and three, to punish a criminal for his crime.
Vengeance.
Punish a criminal for his crimes.
Okay. Well, why isn't that... Okay, they're actually talking about using violence on somebody, right? Like actual violence in this particular case.
Well, one is to compensation.
The reparationist, compensation is punishment. I mean, the compensation would be plus 10% or 15%. I mean, if you stole money from me, I get that money back plus
reparations.
Interest.
Well, yeah. Some people... this is kind of a philosophical look at imprisonment or punishment in general. But is punishment for retribution to the victim, or is punishment to punish a person for bad actions?
That's what they're talking about here, right?
That's what the difference between a retributionist and a reparationist is.
Well, it's the difference between retribution and reparation.
Okay. That's why he picked the terms, I imagine.
Yeah. Right. I mean, reparations, you're paying someone back. Retribution, you're, that person.
So the retributionist wants to feel
related.
Good.
It's just punishment. Yeah.
The retributionist wants to get you back. They want to see you possibly pay back what you owe, and they want to get you on top of that.
Yeah. I mean, I can definitely see their point of view. I don't really think that punishment works.
No, I wonder, because I kind of sit there and I think, well, I mean, shouldn't interest be involved if someone has taken money from you?
Absolutely, it should.
Yes.
Does that make me fall into this category?
Is that a retributionist? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Because that's legitimate. You're compensating for someone for their time and effort, as opposed to flogging them in the public
square.
But
who decides that?
Who
decides what's fair?
What is objectively correct punishment for stealing a car? A whiplashing? A prison sentence? Community service, a fine, are all incommensurate and arbitrary. There is no conclusive answer, but surely a whip, imprison, enslave, or fine someone more than he deserves is a crime. That is why most retributionists agree that we need a government to select one schedule of punishment to impose it impartially on all criminals in society.
Have we gone beyond where you are, Manwich? I mean, where are you at?
We've got a ways to go.
Wait, yeah, so we're both back a category from there. That category is
Manwich. Are you saying that? What category are you in, Manwich?
Well, I don't
know. He's saying he's not
there
yet.
I'm not prepared.
Right.
I'm ready to.
Manwich supports one of the more forceful categories.
The next two is minarchist and limited.
Here we go. We're going to come back with more. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It Fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Political issue, personal problem, anything goes. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the listener map. Go to map.freetalklive.com, where you'll find hundreds of our listeners. Over 800 of them have gone and plotted themselves. Internationally, you can be living anywhere. You just punch in your location, your name, your photo as well, if you'd like, and even a little phrase to go along with your entry. You can do that all for free over at map.freetalklive.com. That's map.freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, you've got an email about the 6 different libertarians.
Well, actually, the email refers to an article that
anyway,
what I'm reading.
It's about the 6 different libertarians. And, of course, in general, libertarians believe that force should not be used for political or social goals.
Right.
And that's just sort of the general statement about libertarians. But when you break that down, there's libertarians that feel differently about where force
right.
is appropriate to be used, how much force should be used, the circumstances involving that. Just to run down the categories that we've come through so far, Manwich.
Pacifists, self-defense libertarians.
Okay, we'll just give a brief description.
Pacifists believe in no violence at all, ever. Doesn't matter if you're getting attacked.
Right.
Self-defense libertarians believe in violence only to protect yourself.
Right.
Free market reparationists believe in violence to protect yourself and to make somebody whole from a crime. Free market retributionists, as opposed to
reparationists. I'm going to go ahead and plunk Torgo in free market retributionist.
Okay, great.
I think that's where he is.
I could be wrong. And then the last, of course, is free market. Not the last, but the last one we've read is free market retributionist. Now, Johnson, I want
to. And that's somebody that believes you should be able to use violence to just get back at somebody on top of getting a punishment. They believe that there should be a punishment for the crime and actually just some sort of additional thing just to get them.
And most of them would say that there needs to be a state, a government.
Right.
A retributionist believes that that little extra getting them is preventative, and it's not.
Well,
preventative
let's,
law
let's think about this
work.
For a second, Johnson. How much is a cat worth?
Depends on you who
depends,
you ask.
Yeah, it really depends on who
I'm
you
asking
ask.
You.
I like cats a lot.
Okay, how much is a cat worth?
But a cat is not worth the, for example, $500 deposit that my apartment complex requires for me to get one.
Cats are worth less than $500. Cats are less than $500. If some guy came into my house and killed my cat, or came onto my property and killed my cat, I would feel more than $500 worth of vengeance against this guy.
Oh, yeah.
You can believe that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I personally think that if I catch him on the property, I should be able to shoot him dead.
Sure.
But if he's doing something to my cat, at least. Not if he just happens to be on the property. But
milking it.
Senior Grouchy Pants isn't going to really go along with any strange activities, I can assure you. And he can handle himself.
Okay.
Ask the Golden Retriever next door. But anyway, I think that, punishment makes some sense. If somebody kills my cat, I want to see him punished because my cat's not worth crap.
Mm-hmm.
I got him for free. He costs me money every week in cat food. I've never seen an animal eat so much damn food.
Yeah.
So the cat's not worth anything. He's not livestock. I can't get any
but
meat out of him.
But you're just doing that. Now, wait. Now, you want to see punishment just to make you feel good, not because you think it's going to stop people.
He killed my damn cat!
Wait. Okay, not you. But I'm talking about the reasons why you want to see punishment. You want to see punishment because you want to feel better about what happened to you, not because you think it's going to stop others in the future from doing terrible things to cats.
I I don't think that it's going to necessarily. I don't think that people expect to get caught for crimes. That's okay. Not why they don't. They wouldn't do the crimes if they thought they were going to get caught for them.
I just want to make sure where you're coming from.
I have a scenario that is interesting in this
free market retributionist.
Free market retributionist, whatever okay. society. I can imagine a bully, because you know I've had my experience with bullies during my high school days. Even into an adulthood, I can imagine someone who has a lot of money, who's made a lot of money with their life, who kills people's cats. Your cat comes off your property or whatever, even onto, like, whatever, not necessarily their property, but just either public property, if there would be.
They find the cat.
If there would be any, but your cat somehow leaves your property and they find it, and they just kill your cat over and over and over again. And in this reparationist society, they go, oh, man, I'm going to keep killing your cat, and I'll buy you a new cat all day long. Oh, you know what? In fact, I'm going to buy you two cats next time. Here you go. Here's two cats, just so I can kill your cat again. Because I hate cats, and I hate you.
Well, here's your $20.
Because yeah.
The cat's not worth it. It depends on the cat. Surely there's some purebred cats out there that someone could argue are worth thousands of dollars.
You could argue that your cat's priceless, too, if you wanted to. I mean, people love their animals.
And in that case, I
think you should keep your dog. If you've got a neighbor like that, it would give you a real incentive to keep your cat in your yard.
I don't know what kind of neighbors I have until my cat's dead.
Yeah, but who decides the value of those things? That's
indeed,
the thing.
Who does
right,
decide
it's, the it value. Is. That's why the
a jury?
That's why the retributionists essentially are, you know, believe in some kind of government.
Well, then who decides the punishment, though?
A judge, apparently.
Right, so you're still going to have a group
of
people
making
a decision.
Right, but if no one's there to decide that, who does? You know, like, in other words, how does it work if no one's there to decide?
Well, there could
that?
Be an arbitrator could figure that out. I mean, you know.
It could be standards, you know, yeah. set over time.
And there could be punishments could still be part of an arbitration system.
Yeah, but if standards are set over time, then you still have a system of law. I mean.
Well, there could very well be private law in a free market society. Let's go on. Let's go to the
minarchists.
Next category. This is the fourth category.
This
fourth
is the fourth.
Fifth of six.
The minarchists are the next group on the scale of increasingly more violent libertarian legal theorists. I love this guy's phrasing. Roy, I believe it's Holiday. He's at the top here.
Whatever.
Top of the article here. Oh, the guy wrote
we gave
the article.
Him credit earlier. Okay, go ahead.
I think that's worth
Do
something.
Do we have to give credit every segment we talk about it? Keep going.
Wait, what number are we at? Give us the next number.
Coming in at number two, they are called minarchists. Because they believe we need a very small state whose functions are limited to enforcing justice, protecting us from criminals. Minarchists are morally opposed to the initiation of violence against people without their consent, except as follows. It is legitimate for anyone to use violence against aggressors in self-defense, legitimate for designated government officials to use violence against convicted criminals and tortfeasors to force them to pay.
I don't like that at all, because the dedicated government officials that are able to use violence extract it so in such a terrible manner, in such a wrong fashion on people. You've got zealous prosecutors that throw charges against people.
Why are prosecutors zealous?
Because they want to get elected probably later on down the line.
So if there's a smaller government, there's less reason. And if we don't pay, governing officials,
The minarchist. The minarchist believes that the small government can stay small, which is just totally nuts.
So did Thomas Jefferson. It is legitimate for designated government officials to use violence against convicted criminals to administer government-designated punishments.
And look at how wrong Jefferson was.
I don't know. How was
Thomas
he
Jefferson was doing damage control. He was involved with a group of people like Alexander Hamilton, who wanted a strong, centralized government authority, and he was just in there trying to make it so people weren't screwed too terribly.
No, I think that Thomas Jefferson was definitely a minarchist.
Okay.
It is legitimate for designated government officials to use violence against anyone to prevent him from competing with government and assessing and enforcing reparations and punishments for crimes.
Right. So they don't want any private competition for protection services and that sort of thing. They like their monopoly.
I think that's
force.
kind of tossed in by Roy here. Mm-hmm.
But he's right.
He's
pointing it out.
I don't
it's correct.
Currently, no, it's not. It's not correct. It's not right.
What are you talking about?
There's currently there are currently arbitrating systems that that assess and enforce reparations and punishments.
No, those arbitration
systems today.
No. Those arbitration systems don't have the ability to use force.
It says it is legitimate for designated government officials to use violence against anyone to prevent him from competing with government in assessing and enforcing reparations and punishments for crimes. that means there couldn't be other courts.
800-259-9231. I wonder what the next level is. This is Free Talk Live.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. And we're getting a little philosophical here. I don't think we've gone over the edge into total obscurity or
waxing,
anything like that.
Waxing philosophical.
Yes. But we're talking about the six different kinds of libertarians. It's interesting because this has never come up before. I mean, we've always known there have been differences between the co-hosts on Free Talk Live. I mean, everybody that co-hosts on here on the show is, in general, a libertarian. But there are six different subcategories of libertarians, all based on how much force the libertarian believes is acceptable in order to resolve conflicts.
Well, we know where you and I fall. I'm pretty sure I know where Torgo falls. We haven't really found out where Manwich is yet. I wonder where Jason falls, though.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. I think he's probably close to you and I.
Yeah.
I think he is. But Manwich, we're going down the list here.
He's a good guy.
Just a quick recap. Pacifists,
must be crazy as we are.
Pacifists believe that there's never an acceptable use of force.
Right.
They will not fight back when they're being raped or murdered.
Right.
Which is nutty in my opinion. There's the self-defense libertarian who believes that you should only be able to use force in self-defense, and that's it. There's the reparationist, free market reparationist,
right,
that believes that you should be able to use force in order to get some sort of make good on mm-hmm. something that was done wrong. Then there's the free market retributionist that believes force should be able to be used in punishment. So you should be able to get a make good, and you should be able to get back at that person to some extent. Then there's the minarchist.
Punishment.
There's the minarchist, which believes that there should be a that there needs to be a government monopoly on force to do the things like punishment and to do those sorts of things. So the free market punishment person, the free market retributionist, believes that all of those things can be handled without the government being around.
Right.
The minarchist says, no, no, we need to have only one group doing this sort of thing, and that should be the government. Correct?
That's correct.
I'm correct so far. What's the final category, man? What's the libertarian that accepts the most force? What's that called?
Called a limited government libertarian.
I love that different from a minarchist?
We'll read it right here.
Okay.
These are just titles that he's that Roy's right. made, and he made that clear in his article. Yeah. But, you know, we have
his titles are just as good as anyone else's.
But I love his use. He's clearly not in favor of this. He's obviously like way down the list somewhere where you are.
Yeah.
Some kind of crackpot. The most violent legal theory in the libertarian spectrum is the limited government theory.
Yeah.
The limited government libertarians have the same view of violence as the minarchist, except that the limited government libertarians believe that the government needs to provide more functions and has to be forcefully interfere in the lives of peaceful people more than the minarchists believe is necessary.
Like eminent domain, roads, that sort of thing.
They've got a key set of key programs,
pet programs that they want to stick around. A limited government libertarian or whatever would essentially be somebody who was coming over from the Republican or Democrat side and they haven't quite yet gotten their hang on principles.
The difference between minarchists and the limited government libertarian is that the highest legal principle of the minarchist is a uniform system for protecting rights and enforcing reparations and punishment.
I see.
Whereas the highest legal principle of the limited government libertarians varies from one person to the next, depending on their pet program. Individual wants the government
so
to provide.
So, where are you at, man? I think you're a limited government libertarian.
I would call myself a limited government libertarian. I think that this is where we should sell ourselves from.
Ugh.
You know, of course, it's a bad idea to make it palatable for people to like libertarianism. I think
there's a lot of people out there that like the idea of getting the government out of their lives.
I think so.
I think there's a lot of people out there that get hung up on roads.
I think there's a lot of our listeners that would be disgusted with us if we sold our show that way.
No, well, we don't sell our show. We've got two guys sitting here that don't even believe in government.
I'm glad we have the conflict that we have. I'm glad you're unprincipled hack, man. Let's go to Triddle in Washington. Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and the unprincipled.
What say you?
Well, the unprincipled one.
What's happening?
I'd like to say that I think that eminent domain in general is just awful and a bad idea.
Yes, absolutely. It doesn't matter what the excuse is.
I don't care if you want
to build a hospital. It's my house.
You know, what about the road widening thing? You know, this is a thoroughfare. What do you think about that?
You can pay for the house, and that's how you do it.
But some people
buy the house.
There's a gal who lives in the town that I live in Sarasota, and she built her house in 1963 or something like that, and then the town began to spring up around her. She has bank buildings towering above her house, but she won't leave because she's a crazy old bat.
Well, she'll die eventually.
It's her property.
Well, actually, she just last month sold the house because, well, yeah, she's a crazy old. She's
well, because the bank buildings can buy
she's
you
a
out.
Rich, crazy
no,
old
no. She actually sold the house to somebody else who wants to put little offices in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Because it's too small of a plot of land now.
Yeah.
What she did is she made the bank build around her.
Yeah, whatever. So, Triddle, keep going. What do you got?
All right. Well, I called tonight about the Posse Comitatus Act. And it's my understanding is that it forbids the president from deploying the military inside a state without either their consent or an act of Congress.
Okay.
And, you know, that sounds like a good idea to me, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We don't want the military to be used for law enforcement purposes or for whatever purpose.
Especially in where is that? Tennessee? Is that the state where they're training now?
I'm not sure. What do you
mean? Marching in the streets. You read an article.
Oh, gosh, I don't remember the state. It's somewhere on the East Coast, yeah.
Okay, so I realized, however, that the act is only an act of Congress. And if Congress passes an act, they can repeal it. So we know that Congress doesn't read the bills that they sign. And I don't know that any other properly concerned person has either.
Mm.
So have they already done it, or is it going to happen in the future?
Good point. I mean, it could very easily be slipped into the next Patriot Act legislation.
You got it.
Okay, everyone, let's edit that out of the archive. Let's not give them any ideas.
Now, my thoughts are that we need to make a constitutional amendment that will solve this problem because I do not want it to be a
bad idea.
How does this gel with how does Posse Comitatus gel with the fact that the military was being used in the Katrina situation? Can you give me a better definition of posse comitatus when we come back, Triddle? Hang on, man. 800-259-9231. Because I want to know how that wasn't a violation of this. I mean, the military's not supposed to be here to clean up a hurricane mess, are they? I don't think so. Especially considering the Army's not even supposed to be around. More coming back.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to Trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. If you sneak your call in now, we might be able to get you. Dean here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you appreciate the fact that we give you virtually everything for free on our website, the archives, literally months of the show there on the house, the wiki updates, Shrine of Female Listeners, bulletin board system, and more. If you like the fact that all that's free, well, consider voluntarily supporting the show with the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. That's amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And when you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, your $3 a month is going to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations. And, in fact, we're going to be adding, I think, probably another weekday affiliate next week. We'll give you some more details on that as we approach it. But this is all happening because of the AMP dollars. It's helping us advertise in radio publications. It's helping us get out more Internet advertising, getting more people to come and listen to the message of freedom and liberty. Your dollars make a difference. Amp.freetalklive.com. And you get some perks. You get access to the classic archives, the amplifier-only forum, and the amplifier-only call-in line where we have Triddle on from Washington. Triddle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Howdy.
So, Posse Comitatus.
Hold on just a second. Triddle, did you hear the list of libertarians that we had just before you called?
I only heard some of it, and I can't wait to hear it on the podcast.
Okay. Posse Comitatus is what we're talking about. Can you define that one more time for me?
Okay. It's difficult to define because it's a lot of legal speak.
Right.
I haven't actually read it. I'm looking at the Wikipedia article, though, and it says in general that the president cannot order the military or other federal authorities into a state without the state's consent or without an act of Congress. And
oh, so the state can say okay to it then. So that explains what happened during the Katrina cleanup. The New Orleans, Louisiana said, okay, you can bring the military in.
This is my very rough understanding, but yes. I mean, anyone who's really
interested... I don't like that.
I would recommend they go read Wikipedia.
Yeah.
But
that bugs me, because most states will capitulate to the federal government. Because now, I mean, you don't even have to repeal Posse Comitatus. I mean, look at the states and how weak they are when it comes to what the feds want. When the feds want something from them, they just say, okay, you either do this, or we're going to pull your funding. And then the states grovel. They say, oh, no, please, please don't pull the funding. And so then they'll do whatever it is the feds want. Let the military come in, run training exercises, and do who knows what. You were saying, Triddle?
I was just going to say that the only way to really solve this is to make it a constitutional amendment. It should not be up to the hands of Congress. And, yeah, I was kind of frightened when I realized that, too, which is why I decided I'd share it with you guys.
Well, there is another, I think, there's another fix. Since the states can refuse to allow the military in to do whatever it is the president wants them to do, then it's up to you in the state you live in. For instance, the Free State, they could very easily pass some sort of law that says, hey, under no circumstances are we going to allow the president to come here and have the military occupy our streets, for instance, or have the military do unmilitary training things. I mean, if they want to train on their military base, then they can go train on their military base. But going outside of those bounds, I don't think is appropriate. Anything else on your mind tonight, Triddle?
No, I think that's a fantastic idea, Ian. Thank you for thinking of it.
Well, that's the kind of thing that I think a lot of people that are moving to the Free State want to do. They want to just totally exclude the federal government from the state as much as possible, whether it be just simply saying, look, if you don't want to pay taxes here in the Free State, you don't have to. We'll come to your aid. Or get the DEA out of the state. Get all these federal law enforcement agents out of here. We don't need your help. Get lost. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We'll return for the live Saturday night edition tomorrow night at the same time as usual. You can join us then. And, of course, you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. See ya.
Life.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, folks.